mobile. 4 TFW. I was wondering if you was going to be there or not.
Not on the wrong frequency.
Then got you all messed up now.
I may need you on the radio. My low fuel light came on. Evidently, I haven't been paying attention to that.
10-4-ZLK.
Shane, you got Patrick and Ken here.
Afternoon, Shane.
Patrick and Ken, at least he's responding to us today. I guess he wants to talk today.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that yesterday.
Buddy, I haven't changed anything other than my location.
Yeah, it was just happened to fall in a hole or something right when after he would call, and then he couldn't receive anything.
Quit dream.
Anything, it's like I wasn't even hitting the repeater.
Today, and of course I think you heard me yesterday morning. I heard somebody asking for a radio check, and so I went back to him, and then somebody else said he wasn't even on the repeater, so I must have been hearing things too.
Conversation. I heard you answering somebody on a radio check, and I'm like, who is he talking to? There's nobody there. And then somebody chimed in, you were on Simplex.
Simplex, because I was pulling a repeater up. Either that or I was hearing things and talking to myself. Go ahead, Ken.
While I'm thinking about it, I won't be on the radio tomorrow. I got to drive the truck, and I don't have no radio in the truck yet. Tomorrow morning.
One in the morning.
5:30, and then I get off about 6:15, but then Patrick's still on there then.
For me.
From the 6:10 until he gets to his black hole, and then we switch to the 147-285.
Be up early, maybe I'll turn on the HT at home.
Morning crew has been shrinking lately.
Thanks to Mike and his father-in-law.
In-law, Tim. They've been going in early. They're just swamped at work, and so they've been going in early. So Mike's been getting off the radio by about 5:15 in the morning. That's about 15 minutes before I get on.
I haven't been a while. One of them lives right near me. And I can't remember which one it is. If you threw out the calls, I might remember.
Highway 11.
I'm behind Aunt Sue's.
Behind Aunt Sue's, too. That's KK4NXE, Mike.
They work off of Whitehorse Road. I drive by them every day. I'm just not sure which business is where they work.
Frame trailer service right across the street from LKQ.
Oh, right where that is. I drive by it at least twice a day.
Him, what is it, KK4POT? He lives over there in Easley.
Yep. All right, I'm going to jump off. I'm almost back to drop this trailer. It's kind of been a busy day. Good to hear you, Patrick. You two have a good evening. I'll maybe holler at you later. N4ZLK.
And I'll be around for a while.
Just stay safe.
Again.
Hey, it was a good day. No complaints. Tomorrow I gotta go pick up a little, I think it's a 6-yard dump trailer and that. So the company truck's got a resets or a homemade resets and the inch and 5/16 ball, but it doesn't have any light hookups. And the contractor's truck, it doesn't even have a hitch on it, so I guess I'll break mine. I just got to go 2 miles down the road, pick up the trailer, drag it to work, and then they'll use the yard truck to just carry it around.
Truck there with a hitch with no hookup to lights on it.
I know that they fabricated the bumper themselves, and then I don't know if they were just like pulling some compressors around and just moving equipment around in the, on the factory complex and just didn't ever take it out on the road. But I got to look and it's like, well, dang, that trailer's going to have a 7-pin connector.
What truck is it?
400 Dodge, but it's just an older model. I don't know. It's maybe an early 2000s, but it only has 120,000 miles on it.
You can find that where you just plug it in. You ain't got to do nothing special. You can probably find that on Amazon or somewhere where you can just plug it in and have lights on it that way and brakes.
Plug it in on the truck.
It'll be right up under the bed. It'll have a connector there you can plug into.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling into my last stop, so I'm going to say 73s. If you're here when I get done, I'll give you a shout. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Tell Elise we said hey, and drive careful back to the house. We'll definitely try to catch you on Friday, but me and Sue, as soon as I get to the house, we're headed out to get something to eat, so I may still be on the radio. KN4TFW.
For DJW Mobile.
KN4TFW.
Hey, Ken, you on your way home?
Now headed, well, I guess I'm headed to get some fuel now since the light came on.
Kind of late. It's probably time.
I'm on this car yet.
My car has one of those lights or not. I don't let it. I'm afraid to let it get that low. You know, they say with those new cars, if you let it get too low, you know, it can cause problems trying to get it started again if you run out.
I still got 31 miles left to go, and then I wonder how far the battery take me after that.
Oh, that's a hybrid?
Yeah, damn, roger that.
My wife is a hybrid, and I switch the screen over to see that energy use, watch it transfer from the battery to the motor, from the engine to the generator to the battery, and back and forth and back and forth. It's all in your footwork.
Yes, it is, and I've practiced at it, and you know, and figured it out. You can be doing 55, and it says one thing, but then if you just back out for a second and ease back into it, it'll totally switch what it's doing, and that you'll get better fuel mileage.
Trip one time, and I set the cruise control, and when there's no cars around, when you're going up the hill, I back off of the speed. The required speed a little bit by pushing that button down, and reduce the speed going up the hill so that it wouldn't start the engine. And then when you're at the top of the hill and you start to go downhill, I increase it. So I'm, instead of using the accelerator pedal, I'm driving with the cruise control set switch. And that worked pretty good. I could keep that engine from kicking in. You know, by going faster downhills, use that momentum to go back up the other hill without going to full speed up the other hill. Worked really good.
We took Mars to Kentucky, and it definitely killed my gas mileage going up like I-40 through North Carolina, and then we came back through the Kentucky Mountains and the Virginia Mountains. I mean, I still averaged almost 50, but it really knocked it down. But I tell you what I noticed the most is that they've changed, to the winter blend of gasoline, or they've changed how much ethanol's in it because the price is going up, because something just drastically changed, and it just killed me for like 6 miles per gallon.
You mean it cost you six miles per gallon when they made the switch?
Yeah, I was averaging anywhere between 58 and 62, and now I'm down at like 52, and I can't get it up there again for whatever reason. And it's got to be the gas. I figure what I'll do one day is I'll just fill up with the non-ethanol and see where the gas gauge goes.
I don't realize that made that much of a difference. I guess the ethanol burns faster, more like an explosion rather than a steady burn. And, yeah, that's going to reduce your mileage because that's wasted energy. Turns that energy into heat.
It was on the gas mileage. And that, you know, most people, just because it's a newer car and I've been, you know, every time I fill up, I do the calculated math and everything and just made a game out of it, see what the best I could get. And it's like, man, just all of a sudden it just died.
Well, got my wife, the hybrid, I didn't get one because I knew It wouldn't pay for me to get one. If I was driving it, I would keep my foot in it all the time. But she's very patient with it. She's really, really good and does real good gas mileage. Goes weeks at a time going back and forth to Spartanburg every day. Goes weeks at a time without having to buy gas. I just couldn't imagine that if that was me, because when I want to go, I want to go, and I just press the gas pedal when I go. But that costs money.
Like 9 or 10 trips to Spartanburg, because I work up there off of Gossett Road, you know, before I fuel up. And that used to. Now I guess I'm down to 9 trips. But I'll do, you know, 65 out on the highway, and it does pretty good.
I mean, she doesn't even think. I think she buys gas twice a month at the most. And a lot of times when she's working from home for a week or two, it might be once a month. That's only having to buy gas 12 times a year. That's not bad at all. Of course, that's probably about 9 times more than I buy it per year, because I just don't ever go anywhere.
I hear you on that one. Well, I'm pulling into this gas station, so let me go ahead and get some fuel, and I'll say 73, good to talk to you, and I'll catch you maybe later, KN4TFW.
All right, Ken, good talking to you. I haven't heard you on here in a long time. Good to hear you on the radio. KN4TFW, W4DJW, and I am pulling in the driveway, so I'll be clear.